Are we living in a world of Jason Goodmans?
Should be.
Even know how to dissect that.
Be a lot better place.
Yes, it would.
Would it?
Yes, it would.
Oh. You sure about that?
Yes.
You sure about
you
that?
You would be happier.
I don't think so.
I don't think. Because I think all the Jason Goodmans would kill each other for those one Jason Goodman.
Right.
Well, Wikipedia just released the top searches of 2023, and these are always interesting. And the reason I say a world of Jason Goodmans, the second most searched thing in the world, 42 million page views, death.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm.
And Jason's always talking about, we're going to die, we're all going to die. Death.
Yep.
42 million page views. Big jump in people searching about death.
Anything in particular?
I've actually searched about death.
Oh, I have done a lot of research on death, for sure, and asked some real morbid questions, but inquiring minds.
Mm-hmm. No, it just says death.
Okay.
Death. Other searches, that was number two. Number one was ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do that all the time.
Because no one wants to write their own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Which is very Jason Goodman-esque.
It's a supplement for sure,
because
it really, I hate to say it, but it gives you a different way of approaching something. You know, I can't spit my words out right of what I want to say, and it helps me dissect that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's helpful.
Yeah. I can see some benefits. I could definitely see some negatives.
No, I've done some stuff. I might write a text or a letter about X, Y, and Z, and then I have to do it like 7 different times. Like, I should just wrote it.
Yeah, but you know what it does? If you did, what I do is I write it. And then I say, can you make this better? And I put everything I wrote into it. And then it spits something back. So it only uses what I've written as the facts.
So
and then changes it.
You're still using, because one of the negatives, I think, is that we're not going to be able to expand our brains anymore if somebody's always doing the work for us.
Right.
But you're doing the work, so that's good.
Yes. I think, basically, if you do it the way Jared's saying, it's probably not a good idea. And plus, it's not always accurate. But if you do it where you can get a better way of presenting it.
So you are, in fact, polishing a turd, is what you're doing.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, 100%. I'm trying to, I can't say exactly what I want to say, that's all.
So you kind of
it might be the right, might be informative or something, but I don't do it all the time.
And when I've done it, it's like, write a letter, and it includes these important facts, and then otherwise it would write nothing. But then I did one time, it was something we were doing on the show, and I can't remember, some Hollywood person said something sexist, so I was like, write 10 sexist jokes, and it's like, we are not allowed to do that. That's offensive.
Like
I'm like,
You're
a robot. Don't tell me. You write the sexist jokes and do it now.
Yeah.
Now I got to Google them and go on some weird website.
Then it said no, and then it banned you for life.
Your moral compass is worse than a robot. That's what it thinks.
Oh, boy.
But you know what?
Robot, you can't do anything that's funny.
If you do it, what I said when you write the whole thing, a lot of times I'll do this, too. If I'm writing this. Not all the time. I would say probably once every couple of weeks I go on. But if you write an email and I'm writing this email and I'm like mad, I'll write and put it in there. I'll say, make this more sensitive. And it might be back more sensitive. And now I'm like, not that sensitive, more firm. And it'll give you different tones of what the same thing you're saying.
Yeah, I could be fooled. I could be. But I feel like I can always pinpoint when ChatGPT has been used. Whether it's in an email.
Oh, if somebody from here sends it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like, okay, that email is way more formal and the punctuation is correct. This
and
is
it
not
tends
right.
to repeat itself.
Yes.
And it just,
it does.
It does.
I have students that try to submit assignments that they've written 100% through ChatGPT, and you can tell.
You can tell. Yeah. You just can
because
tell.
Because they don't do what y'all are doing where you kind of start and are like, change this or fix this. They're just like, give me a paper about this.
That's
and
then
they,
right
they just send it. And I'm like, this is not even close.
But eventually, if it keeps morphing this way or evolving this way, it's going to be harder and harder to tell because they're already obviously on the right track. But I agree with that. A lot of times it'll be like a sentence too. I'm like, oh, a different way of saying this. And then sometimes it'll give me an idea to say it. So it's the supplement that I think is effective with it.
Yeah, it does supplement. Or I remember trying to come up with this LLC idea name, and I was like, usually I'm somewhat creative with stuff. I had nothing. And it gave me like, you know, I was like, 10 more. Then it did jog. Then you start, well, I don't like this, but I'll take these two and put them together.
You can riff off of it. You did that, Matt. I know one of the first times I ever really saw a product of ChatGPT was for a name for a wine something that we were doing.
Yeah, I typed in, give me the name of a wine event, and then I said, make it a little more upscale and kind of tweaked it there.
Yeah.
And I got about 10 suggestions, and I think I sent you those 10, and I was like, can we piece these 10 together to make it, and that's how we landed on it.
And then some of the top 20, we'll just do a couple of the top 20.
This is the searches of
the Wikipedia top searches for the year. And by the way, the top one, ChatGPT, had 50 million page views. Deaths was number two at 42 million. That's like World Cup and some like Indian premiere thing.
Okay.
But we have Oppenheimer, the movie, was number five.
Okay.
Wow.
Is porn not on here?
No, because like, I think it's Wikipedia.
You just go Wikipedia. Right to the site.
Yeah. I wondered if somebody was trying to go on, like, looking for new ones or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's Wikipedia, so they're not, there's, I guess there's no pictures.
I see.
And, or, consumers know what they want. Yeah.
Well, The Last of Us made the top 20. Taylor Swift, of course. Barbie, the movie.
Uh-huh.
Ronaldo is there every search.
Yeah, always.
Lionel Messi, both soccer
Lionel.
Players.
Lionel. If you will.
Premier League, soccer. Matthew Perry made the top 20.
Oh. Ooh.
People were just putting in United States.
What did they want to know?
It doesn't say. I wish they would say.
Darn it. Huh.
And then Elon Musk made it. And then the last one was Avatar, The Way of Water, the movie.
Oh.
Like movies, soccer players, and death.
So weird because not one of the things you've mentioned, maybe Ronaldo. I've Googled or Wikipedia,
but death.
But I think none of the other ones really.
No.
I bet you Google searches are.
Oh, there's different. Results are different.
Very different. Yeah.
It's the way you're going to Wikipedia for a different.
Yeah.
You're trying to get, real information, not like a link to something.
Right.
You know? Uh-huh. Which is different. Well, let's see if we can get that real quick if they have the
Google searches
for 2023. Exploding topics.
Yeah, they do have Google Trends. That actually boiled down to the actual location, the area that you're at.
Mm-hmm. You know? Which I like. Cool. Yeah. And because trending, they are always changing.
All right, let's see. Here we go. Top 100 Google searches. This is just as of a couple weeks ago. The top 10, WhatsApp Web.
Okay.
Number 9, Google Translate. Number 8, Gmail. People are Googling Gmail. Number 7, X Videos. I'm guessing that's porn.
Yeah, probably.
6, just translate things. I've done that. Like, what does this mean?
Yes.
Number 5, Amazon.
Yep.
Number 4, weather. Number 3, Jason Goodman's homepage, Pornhub.
Squid's here soon.
Yeah.
That is weird that you type that into Google when you could just type in Pornhub.
Monthly searches. Guess how many times it's searched a month.
Oh.
What, Pornhub?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Million.
200 million.
190 million.
That's crazy.
He has the pulse of the porn. Number 2, Facebook, 251 million monthly searches, and YouTube's number 1. I don't know why you Google YouTube.
I don't get it.
Well, I think people just go up there, they do it, and then the link pops up.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because a lot of times your homepage is Google, so instead of typing it in the URL, you just type it in the Google box.
Yeah, I've done that. Have you ever seen older, like real old people use the internet? Like they type in, they don't get the difference between like the address or just typing Facebook in the Google search. They're not getting it.
Yeah.
Or using apps at all.
Yeah.
All right. So I thought that was interesting. A lot of people worried about death apparently when it comes to Wikipedia. And then on Google, it's mostly porn and porn.
What a great, we're awesome as humanity. Yes, we really are.
Worried about dying, but you got to get that porn first.